with Borderlands director Eli Roth asks if it's possible to make a good movie out of a video game. The answer probably won't surprise you.
Legend has it that there's this massive treasure hidden in some secret vault.
Borderlands follows a bounty hunter hired to rescue a ruthless businessman's daughter in order to access a trove of hidden treasures.
If the legends were true,
I'm the only one who can open the vault.
The story can be incoherent at times and painfully predictable. Rather than delivering a decent plot, it leads the viewer through multiple levels where they fight faceless bad guys leading to a legendary boss battle. You know, like a video game.
How are we gonna get through this?
Sure, there are some fun action sequences in the cast and inexplicably features two Oscar-winning actresses, Borderlands fails where so many video game adaptations have before.
Everybody run!
The movie looks slick, but like some sci-fi action flicks from the 90s, its impressive design still feels cheap and disposable. Along the lines of Judge Dredd. The crummy one with Sylvester Stallone, I mean.
Because it's on the weirdest, most dangerous dumpster fire of a world in the universe.
God, I hate this planet.
Having never played the video game, I felt left in the dust. This might be great for the ultra fan, but otherwise it's kind of a mess.
Feel free to applaud.
Borderlands gets 2 stuffed rabbits out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.